In the summer, we got kids running all around our house. I got hockey balls, soccer balls, you name it, balls. One kid comes up to me. He says, Mrs. Dietz, can I have a glass of milk? I say, I don't know. Go ask your mother. What do I look like, a short order cook? I tell you what, put my kids on the bus, first day of school, put my kids on the bus, sat down, had myself a glass of wine. So what if it was 8:30 in the morning? Mind your business. I don't care what you do. Have a glass of wine, have a whole bottle. What am I, the police? I'm not going to stop you. Go see a movie. I can't go see a movie, you want to know why? Why? Because now, in theaters everywhere, bed bugs. Yeah, bed bugs. You know how bed bugs get into your house? They climb in on the backs of mice. Marauding armies of bed bugs galloping in on mice. So you got bed bugs? Oh, congratulations, you also got mice.
Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 6 of The Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn, here this evening with the wonderful Megan Elaine. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's been a lot of fun so far, and it's about to get more fun with a series of mini segments, mini games, starting with Listicle Generation.
Okay.
This is a game that's going to run all season long. Last season, we deconstructed a list of movies, television shows, and comedic performers to arrive at one remaining. This season, we're building a list. We're being more positive in constructing something.
Okay.
So we're building a list of, I don't know if it's going to be 12, 13, or 14 items, because that's more math than I feel like doing for this segment. So far we have 7 items in each list. Okay. I would like for you to please read through the list, comment on the items in the list, and then you will eliminate one of them and then add 2 of your own.
Oh, okay. So I don't read the ones that are crossed out.
Correct.
And I read all of the columns? No.
Yes.
All of them? Okay.
Yep. So the idea was that when you cross something off, you would put its replacement in the column to the right, but I didn't structure it very well, and it's just becoming a mess. And
are we looking at the same thing?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the same titles are on there, but the order is all messed up, and
okay,
it's chaos. But it'll work for
nice
6 more episodes.
So, you want me to start with comedy movies?
Yes, please.
All right. This says, Don't Think Twice, Airplane, Young Frankenstein, Caddyshack, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And then the final one says Uncle Buck. Oh, that's a good one.
And Eurotrip also at the very top.
And Eurotrip. You're right. So I get to eliminate one of these?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind giving your thoughts on the films beforehand.
I don't even know what Don't Think Twice is.
That is the latest film from Mike Birbiglia.
Oh.
It's about improv comedy
in
Chicago.
Well, no, now I can't eliminate that one because I did improv in Chicago.
It's on Netflix. I highly recommend watching it.
Now I can't eliminate that one because I want to see it.
Mike Birbiglia's other films?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a comedian. He had a special come out on Netflix recently. Stand-up special.
I probably know his face.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at names. I would say I don't think I've seen Eurotrip or Young Frankenstein either.
Oh.
And I feel like maybe I'm a bad comedian for this.
No.
But Airplane, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, Caddyshack, and Uncle Buck, I wouldn't eliminate any of those. Those are good. So it's between Eurotrip and Young Frankenstein. Well, I'm going to cross out. What's Eurotrip about?
I'm going to cross it out. Eurotrip is...
Who's in it?
Ooh. I think the only... Well, Matt Damon has a cameo.
Matt Damon! Okay, I'm crossing it out because of Matt Damon. So now yeah. I get to add one?
Add one to the right of that.
Okay.
And then your next one will go in the 8th spot.
I can't believe Tommy Boy isn't on here.
Oh. Is that what you're adding?
Yeah.
Great.
Tommy Boy. How is that? You know, that's like a classic. Dumb and Dumber. I can't believe somebody scribbled that off.
I know.
Pull Over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks. I love that movie. And then add another comedy movie. I'm going to add Obvious Child.
Oh.
It's a romantic comedy, but I think Jenny Slate is so...
Obvious Child?
Obvious Child.
I have not seen that.
She plays a stand-up comedian, and she like gets dumped up with, and her boyfriend was cheating on her, so then her stand-up gets like, I don't know. You see this like downfall of her, and then the UICA? UCIA?
UICA,
UICA.
The Urban Institute for the Contemporary Arts, mm-hmm. from Kendall College of Art and Design, and
on the corner of Division and Fulton.
Yeah.
Nice. Look, I'm becoming you.
Movies are only $8.
Yeah, and I saw this one in theaters there. It was really good. Very funny, but also kind of political. I don't know.
Very cold air conditioning in that theater.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great spot in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic films.
Absolutely.
A Eurotrip is like the summer between high school and college. A couple friends go to Europe on a trip.
Oh.
And I would say it's like the collegiate humor, kind of immature, but very well done. Fred Armisen makes a cameo. And Michelle Trachtenberg, I think that's her last name, is one of the main characters.
That's tight.
Yeah. Like, in hindsight, I haven't watched it in a while, and I feel like probably in hindsight it would be probably a little sexist. Like,
yeah, there'd be comedy was different.
Objectification that might not sit so well today.
Yeah, I watched recently, I can't even remember what it was, but recently watched a movie that I used to think was so funny and then realized a lot of slurs that they said, like, about a million different things. I was like, that you can't say that. Like, that's not, all right. But humor changes and...
Yeah.
Just the for the better.
Has changed.
For the better, hopefully. Less offensive.
Some things don't age well.
Yeah.
So if we can move on to the list of comedic television shows, please.
Okay. Rick and Morty, classic.
Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick. IASIP.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I was like, what? Community. I didn't think that was that funny.
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs. Somebody wrote that very weird. Broad City is a classic. Kara, write that down. Just kidding. Arrested Development, Nathan, for you. I like Rick and Morty. I like Broad City. I like It's Always Sunny. I don't really know much about Animaniacs. Isn't that like...
It's directed by Steven Spielberg. From Warner Brothers Studios.
Oh, this is not what I'm thinking of. I was thinking of something on Adult Swim.
it's a short kind of variety cartoon. It's on Netflix, I believe.
Well, I don't know. That sounds kind of good. Nathan, for you? That sounds not good.
I've never seen it.
Okay, well, I'm getting rid of that one.
I feel like I'm influencing your decision a little bit. I don't know if that's good for the game.
Well, it's not. I would never let you influence me to knock off Broad City because that is my jam.
I just got into that recently. I've ripped through the whole first three seasons, and I'm waiting for the fourth to be done to watch that.
It's
very good. Funny show. Very
it's,
well done.
It is. It's hilarious. You just can't. I'm going to add, I can't believe it's not on here, is The Office. Oh, wait, no, it's already been on there.
You can add it back.
Well, no, if I don't want to add it back, I don't think. I'm going to say Parks and Rec then. Parks and Rec is a classic.
Yeah, very funny.
Amy Poehler, I just can't get enough of her. Even that Inside Out, have you seen Inside Out? It's a kid's
Pixar movie.
Yeah, the Pixar movie.
Oh yeah, I've seen it twice.
I cried the first time I watched it. I was like, "This is so real." But Amy, I'll put that on sometimes when I'm like going to bed and like not paying attention to the TV because I love the sound of her voice, and she talks the whole time.
That's a great movie.
It really is.
Did you watch the Pixar short that they have with that also?
Oh no,
some volcano one. I forget the name, the title.
I don't think I've seen that.
Look it up. Write that one down. It's very sweet.
I have a to-do list here now, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
Pixar Volcano?
That should find it. I don't know the title. Yeah.
Cool. And then I'm going to add, I think, Inside Amy Schumer. I think that Amy Schumer's gotten a lot of, I don't know, criticism lately, but those sketches from the beginning to this latest season, they're all golden. They crack me up. One of them is like, hide your tampons. Don't let anybody see them. So you buy a whole entire saxophone so you can slip one tampon in it to hide it. So you play the saxophone all the way to the bathroom to be discreet. It's just stupid. It's funny.
I haven't watched that show yet. Her humor is a bit blue for me.
Yeah, so it's not for everybody, but there's like three golden sketches out of the whole show.
You'll have to send me just those three.
Yeah, Snake Doctor. You have to see Snake Doctor.
Snake Doctor?
Doctor? Right. Snake Doctor is the funniest one. I fixed your snake. I think it's that comedian who's on that, and I don't know her name, but she's the main one in that sketch, and she's a snake doctor, and she just nails it. She's Australian, I think, anyway. Hmm. So it works. All right. Comedic performers. Seth Rogen. Yep. Eddie Murphy. Tina Fey. Jim Carrey. Ugh, love. Rory. How do you say it?
Scoville, I think.
Oh, Scoville. Rory Scoville. Scoville. I don't know. Will Ferrell, Dave Chappelle. Man, okie dokie.
I wrote down Scoville like the unit of measure for hot sauce. I don't know if that's right, though.
I didn't even know there was a unit of measure for hot sauce.
It's not like a real one. It's not scientific. It's, like it's based on like people's opinions, of, like a panel of testers, which is really strange to me. But
that is... That would be a strange job to have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't believe Kristen Wiig is crossed off, and that upsets me. But I love Tina Fey, Eddie Murphy. Jim Carrey is one of my, like, him and Liar Liar and doing the claw. I used to do the claw all the time, like, to practice my acting when I was little. I was like, I have to practice acting. Oh, my gosh, I was such a nerd. Will Ferrell and Dave Chappelle. Those guys can't go.
Jim Carrey's more serious movies.
I love the more serious. Like, yeah, I do. I like all of his back and forth.
Have you seen Me, Myself, and Irene?
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
It is funny.
That one was so good.
Yeah, that's tight.
They played Eternal Sunshine last summer, I think, at Wealthy Theater.
Yeah.
As part of their Meanwhile movie series.
I remember that. I didn't go see it, but I remember seeing that on Facebook.
They did a whole Charlie Kaufman series that was amazing. Cool. Yeah. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Movies are $6 for non-members. They're only $5 for members.
Yeah. And you can drink alcohol if you're a member.
Yeah. They have a selection of adult beverages. Cheap popcorn, cheap soda, cheap candy. Oh, a little stink bug friend is back.
It is cheap. It's like affordable.
Yeah, that's what movies should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the UICA on the corner of Fulton and Division.
Yes. Let's be real. Popcorn is not that expensive. It should not be $25.
Yeah.
Bring my own popcorn. I'll put it in a bag and put it in my shoe. I'm going to get rid of Rory Scoville.
I don't know if that's a good move or not, because I'm not super familiar with his work.
This is my decision. You can't tell me about my moves. But he's out of here and kicking his ass to the curb. I'm going to add Amy Poehler since apparently I'm obsessed with her right now.
She seems like a good role model.
Yeah. I think she is. And then who else can I think of that I love? Comedic performers. Ugh, you know who's not on here? Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
I just tweeted at him yesterday because I want to know if he would be interested in endorsing my new tissue brand. And the tissue brand's called A Sneeze, I'm Sorry. And it sounds like Aziz Ansari, so he would be... He's like, I'm Aziz Ansari, and you should buy A Sneeze, I'm Sorry tissues. Tom Haverford. So, yeah.
I would buy those.
Right?
That was Listicle Generation. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics.
Yes.
So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Oh my God. Okay. My spoken word poetry is dedicated to Rachel Gleason, my roommate, who I pretend to make fun of by doing spoken word of grocery lists to her. And also, since I'm doing a shout out, this one's for Katie Milbourne, who's in Funny Girls, who listens to the Grandcast while she drives over an hour back and forth to do Funny Girls.
So, I met her at Cottage Bar just the other night.
Yeah. She likes listening to the Grandcast, and I told her I'd give her a shout out. So
thanks for listening, Katie.
Yeah. You're tight. You're real cool, Katie. All right. So let me get into character. Once upon a time, not so long ago, Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Gina works the dinner all day, working for her man. She brings home her pay for love. For love? She says, we've got to hold on what we've got. I mean, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. She says, we've got each other, and that's a lot. For love, well, we'll give it a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, we're living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Whoa, living on a prayer. Tommy's got a six string in hock. Now he's holding in what he used to make it talk. So tough, it's tough. Gina dreams of running away when she cries in the night. Tommy whispers, baby, it's okay. Someday, we've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other. And that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Living on a prayer. Do you want me to go longer?
There's... Oh.
I
thank you.
Was going to do the last one, but I changed my mind.
Oh.
It didn't feel... It felt, you know, pandering.
I think that was a good stopping point. Thank you. That was very well done.
Did I sound like a spoken word poet?
Yeah.
Cool. Should I... That should be my new venture? No, I don't think so.
Doing famous song lyrics as
only Nickelback.
Nickelback has some surprisingly complex lyrics.
Yeah, like who's coming with me to punch a hole in the sky?
Yeah, who?
Who?
It's inspirational. I was surprised. I had maybe one or two different Nickelback ones for different episodes.
Those and you were like, well. Whoa, this is meta.
Yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos. So in this game, I'd like to know, as if you were going to be stranded on a deserted island and you could bring a couple duos of things, I'd like to know...
Like cheese and crackers?
No, I'll give you like a category and you tell me you're like top two in that category.
But duo in that sense?
Just because there's two of them. They don't actually have to be a like a connected pair of anything. Oh, okay. I just went for an alliteration for the title.
But two things.
Two things, yep.
Okay.
And duos are two.
Yeah. Things.
And there are conditions. There's no chance of escape from the island. Whatever thing you're choosing, it just works. You don't have to worry about electricity or anything.
Okay.
So if you could please tell me two books.
Two books I would bring on the island?
Yes.
See, I don't read a lot. So I'd probably bring... I would want it to be exciting. I would bring Tina Fey's Bossy just to like make me feel empowered so that I wouldn't get too down on myself. And then I would also bring I believe that somebody has to have made this, but like the entire season of Friends in book form. The series, the whole series.
Huh.
So you could read a TV show all the way through over and over again.
That would be interesting. I don't know if I've ever seen like a formally published script.
Well, like, because you would want, you know, it to be a really long book.
Yeah. Get your money's worth out of that one.
Really? For real?
Two music CDs. I guess two music albums is probably a better way to...
Yeah. I'm not making this my answer, but the first thing that popped in my head was Misunderstood by Pink, but that's not my answer. I don't want that to be my what I listen to as I lay in my deathbed on an island.
That's fair.
Let me think. Two. Oh, hey, Stink Bug. It's on my side now.
Oh, he's really getting around.
Yeah, he's getting his miles in today.
10,000 steps.
Gotta get there. I would bring Beyonce's Lemonade.
Hmm.
That's a really good one. And
I tried to watch the video version of that, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
You have to
title.
Yeah, you have to. I bought it on iTunes, I think. But I think that just became available. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
No. I'll have to check again.
But I actually did get the free trial to Tidal just to watch it.
And is then it amazing?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of poetry in between the songs too, and a lot of sweet like footage, I guess.
Is the right it's word. Like the whole album.
Mm-hmm. But it's all one video, like cohesively. It's like a movie almost.
Ooh, have you seen Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right Revisited?
No.
It is incredible. That you
Beastie
should,
Boys.
Yeah, I would watch that immediately.
All right, guys, I got to go real quick. I got to go watch this.
It's just an all-star cast. It's basically the whole album. Maybe it is the whole album. I'm not sure.
That's nice.
Will Ferrell makes an appearance.
That's tight.
There's so many amazing cameos. It's so well coordinated.
I have to watch that. So I bring Beyonce's Lemonade, and then I would say, Don't Hate Me. You can't, because I don't care. Dixie Chicks. I would totally bring that Dixie Chicks album with the sand on it, or maybe like the best of the Dixie Chicks, because then it would like remind me of my childhood, and then I wouldn't be sad I was on a desert island.
Yeah.
Plus, I like to dance to it.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
Okay. Two Grand Rapids comedians. That I get to bring with me?
They'll be there with you, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, top person I have to say is Erin Becca, because she can make anything out of anything. She could build us, like, a house. You know what I mean? Plus, she's hilarious. Erin Becca, and then... Oh, I would say Kara, but like we're already always together, so I don't want to say her. Let me think. I'd probably pick, yeah, Aaron Becca and Sean Francis so that I have, like, you know, a duo of people. And yeah, I think that'd be the funnest. Plus also just like helpful in building things.
An infinite supply of any two beverages.
Oh my goodness. Coke. Just regular run of the mill.
The classic.
Classic Coke. And then another beverage. Do I have water to drink?
You have. Okay. Yep. Unlimited fresh water.
Okay. Okay. Then bourbon.
Hmm.
Maker's Mark.
That'd be hard to make on your own.
Yeah.
Good choice.
But I totally could make old fashions because I could get some like sugar, I'm sure, like figure it out.
Something sweet.
Sand and sugar are the same, I heard.
Two board games.
Monopoly. Monopoly's real fun. And I think I would probably bring Settlers of Catan, even though I don't know how to play it.
Oh.
So I don't, but then I would learn. I would finally have time to learn. Or Dungeons and Dragons. I've always wanted to learn that too.
Oh, nice.
So one of those two. No, Settlers of Catan, I think, is like more intricate, right?
Than D&D?
Or is it not?
D&D is incredibly complex.
Then I'd bring
like the rule books are.
I'd bring D&D. Whatever's thick. Longest so that
D&D.
I would.
D&D.
Yeah, I'd bring D&D then. Yeah.
Settlers is really, really good also.
I would like to learn, but like I also should be doing other things besides learning how to play Settlers.
No, that's worth putting the time into. One of my goals for next year is to have more game nights.
Ooh, yes.
So if I have a Settlers of Catan night, I'll let you know.
If you teach me, I'll learn real quick.
Yeah, it's one of those games that it's quick to learn, but difficult to master.
Mm-hmm.
But worthwhile. A lot of fun.
Cool.
I would say hundreds of times. It's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of strategy.
Yeah, I like strategy games.
But also enough randomness that it stays interesting.
And yeah, like Monopoly.
Monopoly can be fun.
I like playing.
If you play aggressively.
Yeah. You got to play aggressively. You got to get some real money on that table. You got to.
Yeah.
I go all out.
Two movies.
Okay. I would bring. Man, this was really just going to show how like narrow-minded I am and like basic I am. I am embarrassed to say this, but I want to bring Miss Congeniality.
Sandra Bullock.
I love her. I just love her. I watch the movie so much. That and then like something like, I don't know, something like Star Wars. Action-y. Well, any of the Star Wars, I would bring one of those. Or like if it was like all on one disc.
The collection?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to consider if box sets are included.
Yeah, you got to have them fine line rules.
This is a very serious game. Two television shows.
The Office and Parks and Recreation.
Great shows.
My favorites.
Two musical instruments.
Musical instruments. Definitely a guitar, acoustic guitar, and a drum, like a cajon. It's the one you sit on. And it's got like a snare-y sound. It's
cajon?
Cajon. Yeah, it's spelled like Cajun, almost.
Interesting. I recently learned that djembe has a D in front of it.
Yeah. I didn't know that for a long time.
Is this guy doing laps?
He's doing laps around the table.
It must be leg day.
It is leg day. And he's got legs for days.
Two video games.
Zelda Ocarina of Time, because it takes so long. And then Mario Kart, Because if we had bourbon, then we could play Beerio Kart, but with bourbon. Have to like do so many shots or whatever.
Which version of Mario Kart?
Mario Kart 64, Nintendo 64.
It's the best one.
It's my favorite one.
So good. The battle mode is just extremely well done.
Yeah.
Two phone apps, and they just work like they normally do.
Instagram and... It's between Facebook and YouTube. Probably YouTube. I think I would give up on caring about other people's lives, you know?
There's always the YouTube comments.
Yeah, you there you go.
Get down into that. Oh, man, what a mess. Who posts those? Like,
Who's out there doing this?
Are those real people? Yeah. I don't know. Some of them are nice.
What if they aren't the real people and they're the robots that were on AOL chat back in the day that came back to like just be dicks to us?
They're just so angry at all the things people said.
Let's make
them.
A movie about that.
That'd be a good movie. I'd watch it. And finally, seeds for two types of plants.
Marijuana. Right? Is
you,
that a...
You prefer more the indica or the...
Sativa. Yeah, I just learned about this stuff, like what both of those, the difference between them are. And yeah, indica couch potato isn't fun.
Yeah, indica is into couch.
Yeah, into couch. So I'd rather be up and doing creative fun stuff instead.
Yeah, probably a lot of work to be done on a deserted island to stay comfortable.
Yeah. You got to like, you know, you got to get up in the morning. You got to milk the cows.
Yeah. The cheese isn't going to make itself.
Right? No bread, no butter.
You have to mill the grains? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
People used to do that. Like, if they wanted bread, they had to milk a cow and churn some butter and mill some grains. And
that's absolutely insane. You, like, wake up in the middle of the night, you just want some bread and butter, and you're like, fuck, 6 days later, I get my bread and butter.
Now it cost 50 cents at Meijer. What a world we live in.
Time to be alive.
Yeah. This next game is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
I go to tons of improv shows, and they're always asking the audience for suggestions, and I don't always have good ones. So I would like yours, please.
Okay.
So if you could please give me a location.
South Africa.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
Got it. Why am I sticking with S's? Something that would fit on the stage. A location. The ice cream shop.
An occupation.
Doctor.
A word, any word.
Filibuster.
It's a good word.
I like that word.
The last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
Hair dryer.
The last thing you bought on eBay, the internet's dollar store and nostalgia emporium.
Pokemon card.
Is there a particular Pokemon?
It was so long ago. It was when I used to use eBay. I don't even remember.
A television show.
A television show. Shameless.
An emotion.
Why am I blanking on emotions? Anger.
An emoji.
Ooh. Star emoji with like the other, like with like lights coming out of the sides of the star.
A meme.
Sorry, Mom, I can't make it to Dad's funeral. I'm too busy delivering blue Gatorade.
A magazine.
17.
A musical instrument.
Ukulele.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
Gum and weed.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
Sock, a leg, and an ear. Objects.
Something that you might get into an argument over.
Something you might get into an argument over. Tagging your friend in an ugly Facebook picture.
Something that you are always excited to see.
A rainbow.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Not again, Jack.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
I can't help but laugh at a joke about... poop.
Duty.
Duty calls.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Bowl.
That was improv scene suggestion suggestions. This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So to your left there, there is a large notepad up on the top table bunch of colored pencils and a pencil sharpener. So nice. Each episode, the guest has been adding to the book. So you can either add to an existing drawing or start a new one or whatever you want to do, whatever you want to draw.
Okay.
You'll be doing that while we talk about art.
Art. Such a fan of art. I also like Bill.
I'm more of a Simon guy. Who's that?
It says the Sue first? What? Super ever. The superest? I don't know. I can't read it.
I'm not sure.
All right, I will add to this one while we talk about what?
Art. Just anything about art.
I don't know. Do you ever like wonder how long it took to make the movie Lion King?
Like how many man hours?
Yeah, or like all of those Pixar movies. Or cartoons or whatever they're called.
Have you watched the credits for one of those? Like, there's so many people involved. There's just like hundreds and hundreds of people that probably spent 2 years or more working full time on it.
That's like a lot.
A
lot.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Go into just like a 2-hour thing.
Yeah, I think the new Blade Runner was like $120, $140 million to produce. Like, it's weird to think about. Like, what if you spent $100 million? Like, how many schools could that build?
Yeah, that's very true. Do you know that you could... Do you know that they use Final Cut Pro to make, like, most movies?
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a legit, like that's, I mean, maybe not most movies, but it's like they use them for that. I think that I read that it was most movies, but now I'm kind of questioning myself.
Is that the Adobe one? Do they make Final Cut Pro?
No, they use Adobe for like cartoons and stuff.
Isn't that Premiere? Adobe Premiere? Yeah,
that's Premiere. It's a really good elephant somebody drew. I just wish it was bigger. Maybe I'll draw a bigger one. Just copy it. What do you like about art? Like, you like Andy Warhol? I know that name.
Andy Warhol. Did he do the Campbell Soup?
I think one. Maybe. I don't really know. All I know
is... I think he had a lot of product stuff, like product placement in his so-called art. That really bothers me.
Product placement in art?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel about, whatchamacallit, art prize.
Yeah, like, art shouldn't be created to try to win a prize, like, kind of,
yeah,
I don't know.
That, and, like, they just, like, make so much the money off of these artists, like, that artists don't get that money, and then, you know, the city's making, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, exploiting the hospitality workforce and the artist. That
it's really good for the economy, though.
Yeah.
So it capitalism. Is good for
the economy. It's just like the thought of exploiting artists is like, come on. Like they should get money.
They get a lot of exposure.
That's true.
If they're selling prints or something, I'm sure they make more than the
$50
entry back.
The majority, if they keep doing it, but they did have the least amount of whatchamacallit entries this year.
Oh, better odds of winning.
Yeah,
all I have to do is put pennies on a board. And
I don't really create that much art beside like sketch anymore, so I don't really like draw that much. I used to, not anymore. Do you draw?
Very rarely. But it's something I'm interested in doing.
Yeah, did you see these new things like on like the what do you call it? The ads on Facebook, they have these like paint by numbers Van Gogh sets.
Oh.
And it's like very intricate adult for like for adults paint by numbers so you can make like really cool, beautiful paintings, but by painting by numbers. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
I wanted to buy one. It's only like $25 for one of those kits, but then I was like, but when the hell am I going to do that? Like, just sit down by myself and paint. Like,
that could be a fun thing to try.
I'm too antsy. I'm always got to be like up and doing something. And I never plan anything. I'm the worst. I'm a terrible person.
Just gotta practice. Attention span is like a muscle, I think.
I think you're right.
If you exercise it and watch longer forms of entertainment, then they become more and more palatable.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or if you immerse yourself in 30-second YouTube clips of people getting kicked in the nuts, then it's what you become accustomed to.
Yeah, that makes sense too. I drew an elephant.
It's a nice elephant.
It's all right. I've drawn better elephants. Looks good. I wonder why they made that red.
The world may never know. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Graham?
What is Graham?
The Grand Rapids Art Museum.
Oh.
In front of Rosa Parks Circle on Monroe Center.
I actually have not, and I live right down there, so I really should, but I was planning on actually going. I wonder, like, how to go to a museum. I don't remember going to a museum since I was a kid. How do you do it? Walk me through this process.
You go on Thursdays, because they're open late on Thursdays, and it's free, thanks to Meijer.
Meijer Thrifty
Acres. Every Thursday.
And what time should I go?
Any time between the time that they open and the time that they close is ideal. I don't know the exact hours, but if you go to their website.
And it's just free, and you just go and you walk in and you can just look at everything?
Completely free. You can just walk around and look at all the things.
Okay, I need to write this down. Hang on.
Every Thursday. I think Tuesdays after a certain time it's free. I think that's a different organization. Maybe that's part of Meijer, Meijer.com.
Heard of it?
A Million Reasons, a single store.
Is that their tagline?
It used to be Meijer Thrifty Acres for a while. I think they had A Million Reasons, a single store. I'm not sure if that's what it still is.
I think it's like Meyer. Yas, queen.
I haven't gotten fresh ad copy from them in a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been out of touch.
Typical.
Yep.
They reel you in and then they abandon you.
Yeah, they're just so big now. I still enjoy their products.
I mean, we have no choice almost. Except for Fresh Thyme. Have you been to Fresh Thyme?
I haven't. I've heard great things. It's over on Breton.
Is it on Breton?
It's like Burton and Breton.
Yeah. It's a little over. Yeah, it's over there. Yeah, it's so good. Their produce is amazing.
Ah. My sister got some frozen fruit popsicle things that were extremely good.
Yeah.
I think it was just like milk and fresh fruit, and that was it.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like Whole Foods almost.
Have you been to Trader Joe's?
I have not been there yet. Is that nice?
Yeah. They have a huge variety of products, and they rotate them quite frequently, so there's always new seasonal stuff. I got some eggnog yogurt. That was quite interesting. Some pumpkin spice yogurt.
Ooh.
Very good.
So you're into pumpkin spice.
I dabble.
Oh, I like that about you.
I tried a pumpkin spice latte for the first time ever this year.
It's good, right? It's like festive tasting.
Yeah. It's espresso and delicious spices. And
I love spice. Like, I like just like things that have a lot of flavor.
Yeah, the nutmeg and the cinnamon and cardamom and all that good stuff. Very tasty. Very sweet. A lot of sugar. Not an incredible amount compared to some of those coffee drinks.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I got it.
That's just gross.
A chai tea latte. I won't say from which establishment.
Because it was terrible?
It tasted very, very good. And I'm like, it's chai tea. Like, that should be like a healthy option, right?
Right.
I didn't even get the whipped cream or chocolate chips or any of that.
Nice.
But it tasted too good. I was like, oh, this
full of sugar.
Really sweet, yeah. So I looked it up. 81 grams of sugar.
Holy shit. That's a lot of fucking sugar.
Yeah, that's like three times your daily recommended refined sugar intake.
But I like love to go big or go home. Like, I just literally bought military grade caffeinated gum on Amazon.
Oh, wow. Military grade? That's what they give
them? Military grade. You chew it for like 5 minutes and then it gets in your gums and then you're like, woo.
How many milligrams of caffeine is it?
100. So there's like 80 milligrams in a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So it's just like a little more than a cup of coffee.
Some of the caffeine pills that they sell are 200 milligrams.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, but that goes through your system slower than going through your gums. Like, I wouldn't recommend putting 200 milligrams in your gums.
That's like right into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Right by your brain, too.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did eat a piece of that gum the other day, and I got a little anxiety and paranoid for like 20 minutes and then was like, all right, chill out. It's just the gum.
Was it lit?
Lit AF? No.
Oh.
Was it lit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear people say that, but I'm not certain what it means.
It was lit. No, that's what it means. It's just like, was it off the hook, off the chain? Lit, sick. I love saying lit, and I like saying lit AF because I think it's funny.
Lit as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done with my drawing. Do you like it? So
yes.
Here's what I added. I added all of this grass. I added this elephant. And then I made the sun like way bigger because it's on a different planet.
Yeah. It's turning into a nice little landscape there.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. Who drew that?
I don't know.
They should put their name on it.
Yeah.
Because it looks good.
In hindsight, that would have been a good addition to the episode. Ah, well. It took me until just a few episodes ago that I realized I should have been taking a picture of each guest as they walked away down the hallway.
Oh,
like, the
that'd
framing
be cool.
Is nice, and then I would have had a whole set of them. But I realized that 30 some episodes too late, so
yeah,
maybe on the next show. That was Talk and Draw Art. This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than 1 and less than or equal to 1 million, and you have one chance to guess what it is.
Okay.
And it's a whole number, no fractions or anything.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of it, and I'm beaming it towards you.
Okay. I'm seeing 52,706.
52706.
Mm-hmm.
You got three. Oh, I'm sorry. That is not the correct number. But you got three digits correct.
Ooh.
None of which are in the correct decimal place.
Is it 5, 7, and 2?
I'm sorry. You only get one guess.
Ugh. Kill myself.
That would be a slight overreaction.
Yeah, I'm very dramatic. I'm sorry.
That's all right. This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have the first parts of common phrases here, if you could please complete them in a non-traditional manner.
Okay.
Keep calm and...
Piss your pants.
All dogs go to
the store.
Flattery will get you
2 cheeseburgers.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find
crack cocaine.
If you can't take the heat,
then if you can't take the heat, eat a dog.
The bigger they are,
the bigger they are, the hungrier they are.
Life is like a box of
tampons.
The only thing we have to fear is
genocide.
That's a good one. Wubba lubba.
Chubba lubba.
A bird in the hand is worth...
A bird in the hand is worth 1 stone.
Knick knack paddy whack. Give a dog...
your tooth.
If life hands you lemons...
get a divorce.
Ouch.
Sorry. I just got some stuff I'm working through.
Forgive and
eat ass.
The journey of 1,000 miles
is equal to that of 1 mile. Big Newton.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
tenths of the law.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
reeks.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so, as if we were riding in an elevator together, on an idea. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, a political concept, anything. Try to sell it to me. You've got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. I am trying to sell you my brand of tissues here. It's called, they're called a sneeze, ! I'm sorry, ! It's a really good idea. I've got Aziz Ansari is backing me up for a sneeze, I'm sorry. And I'm just wondering, you know, are you happy with your life? Because you could be more happy if you had more money, and more money would come from this brilliant idea of tissues. And they also are scented like pumpkin spice and have glitter on them. And they're called a sneeze, I'm sorry.
I'm in. I'm sold.
I knew you would be.
This next segment is called Improvise and Add 4. Then I have two dots because I use the Heller ellipsis.
Oh.
Which is two periods instead of three.
Okay.
Because it saves time. It saves ink. It's a recent invention from Josh Heller.
Oh, okay.
I am a big advocate for using the Heller ellipsis.
Right. I'm glad that you took the time to tell me about it.
Spreading the good word. So if you could please improvise a short radio-style ad for inaccurate and inappropriate.
A radio-style ad. Whew. Do you feel normal? Do you feel average? Do you feel anything? Neither do we. We are Kara Williams and Megan Elaine, and we would invite you to listen to and watch our show, Inaccurate and Inappropriate, to find out facts that aren't true and to hear about Kara's bursted colon. So join us every Friday. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Affirmation.
Mm.
So, Megan, I really admire your production of Inaccurate and Inappropriate. The style and quality are really strong. You have great stage presence, and your dry sense of humor is always fantastic. Nice. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. Thank you, audience.
This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Member, Skip-Its and Baby Bottle Pops.
Skip-It is where there's like a loop around your ankle and you kind of swirl it around and jump over it as it swings around.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
And then Baby Bottle Pop. Baby bottle pop, you can sense it, something and something.
I don't remember that one.
No, it was like candy that was shaped like a bottle, and on the top, like the nipple, was candy, and then you could take off the top and flip it around and dip it into sugar.
Oh.
And then lick the sugar off of the lollipop.
I had Lick-A-Sticks. That was the closest thing. Like the white hard sugar stick that you
Like those too.
Sugar.
I like the chalkiness of the, you know, it really balances out the sugary part.
Yeah. The muted flavors of the white sugar.
Yeah.
Compared to the fruit flavors of the
it's just
loose
a,
sugar.
All around a well crafted treat.
Yeah. Very. Sugar is a powerful stimulant.
Stink bugs back over here.
Oh, man.
It's really getting around.
I wonder if there's multiple ones and they're just fucking with us.
Oh, that could be true. Although he looks the same every time.
He's so determined, like.
Mm-hmm. And a little smug.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just when he's near me.
They look kind of like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the community in Grand Rapids, the comedy community growing together. And I can't wait to work with some more people that, and like lock our shows and stuff and be supporting each other. It's nice because I've been meeting a lot more people and I know a lot of people have a lot in Grand Rapids have a lot of really great ideas for comedy shows. And if we all just work together, then, you know, we would be able to produce all of that stuff if we, you know, helped each other with the production of it. So I like want to start a comedy collective of everyone in Grand Rapids just to be like on the same.
Like a production company?
Yeah. Like a Facebook group. Would be how you would schedule who you work with, when you work with them, even if you haven't met each other. and you'd list your like skills and stuff. It'd be something like that where you could easily find people that want to work on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Focus.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts that you'd like to mention or any upcoming events, keeping in mind that this episode won't come out for 2 weeks, now's the time for that, please.
You can follow me on Facebook. My Facebook is publicly open. So that's just my name, Megan Elaine. Me on Twitter is Megan Elaine, but the Elaine has two N's. And Instagram is the same. Follow me on all of those social media outlets. You can also follow Inaccurate and Inappropriate on Facebook and Instagram. And you can follow Funny Girls to find out about our shows. We have we do a show every month. It is $10 for a ticket, and you get to see stand-up, improv, sketch comedy, videos, song, any type of comedy you could probably think of will be there. So that's every third Wednesday-ish of the month. It gets a little wonky around the holidays, though. So you can find all the information on Facebook and at our website, wearefunnygirls.com.
The letter R instead of the word R.
Thank you.
I like pirate stuff, so it's easy to remember.
Mm.
The final segment of the show, just the tip. If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
I'd say... oops, dropped my pen.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Katie.
I would say to take constructive criticism from your fellow comedians. I mean, I don't take criticism from people that I don't like or respect, because that wouldn't make sense, but find other comedians that you have the same sense of humor, I guess, and that you aspire to be, and things that you like about them, and ask them to, you know, criticize what you're doing a little bit constructively, obviously, but it's always good to be growing. Like, my favorite cheesy motto is always be learning everything. Make yourself able.
Mm.
So you can never stop learning and growing and changing. So that's my tip.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here this evening. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you perform more in the future, and each Friday to new episodes of Inaccurate and Inappropriate on Facebook.com/inaccurate and inappropriate.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, especially Josh and Matt and Katie and Ryan and everybody else. We'll see you again next week on an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. So engrossed, your apocalypse always that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more and more, and yes, the lies are beautiful, I see them, but I don't believe them. I can help you. Your honest love is hidden. I can help you. Let me help you. I can help you. I can't.
close, your apocalypse, all seen, they never change course, even if it was your life.